There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Welcome to Drive Live. One of the stories we've been looking at the ARN News Centre today is all about stranger danger. It's quite a worrying story that's emerged from Al-Safa. And Emma Brain, our ARN News Centre reporter, has the detail. It is a recent incident that happened in a school area in Al-Safa. Emma, we have the release from the school in front of us. And I guess it's something that is quite worrying if you're a parent.
It is, and it can be, and not just for a parent, anyone that has the responsibility of being a caregiver for a child. So basically, this warning was sent out by Horizon School in Al-Safa, which was picked up and circulated by other schools across Dubai. It was doing the rounds on Twitter as well. The warning goes, there was a man driving a white car, approached a maid who had a child in her care, and the man offered a large sum of money to the lady for the child, which is just horrific. We spoke to the school, who confirmed the incident and that they sent out the safety warning, but they declined to comment any further. The incident was reported to the police, and the child and the helper involved are safe and well. And I've been speaking to clinical psychologist at Kids First Medical Center, Razim Shah, and asking what can be done to make children aware of stranger danger.
I think, first of all, it's very important to teach children about safety, basic safety, and about going with people that they know and they recognise. And I think a system that a lot of people use is sort of a code system. So in the event of somebody going to pick up a child from school and, you know, saying, your mummy asked me to come and collect you, there could be sort of a code word that parents have taught their children, that the person picking them up would know the code word, rather than just saying that, you know, I'm the person that's come to collect you. But there needs to be a lot of work done, especially in Dubai, about raising awareness within children about sort of the dangers of going with people that they don't know. And I think especially for helpers as well, absolutely for helpers, I think there should be sort of very clear guidelines about who and where and what situation they could find themselves in regard to sort of the stranger danger type of thing.
It's an interesting point there, and I guess any school worth its salt should be told and would be aware and would police, and I know that so many schools do. It's a frightening thing to think about. Parents, nannies, maids, drivers, anybody responsible for caring for children, Emma, you need to be aware of potential dangers. That's what we're trying to do by highlighting a story like this.
They do, and it's important to highlight that unfortunately these things do happen, and basically the schools were advising anyone who's responsible for childcare needs to be aware of things that can happen, how to spot potential issues that could arise. But I also asked Razim Shah if she thought that many of us are too complacent living here when it comes to being in Dubai and the UAE as a whole, given that we do live in what is considered a very safe environment.
I think Dubai is a very safe community, and I think when incidences like this happen, it's quite shocking. But even though it's a safe community, comparative to the other Western communities, probably I think rated pretty safe in terms of the safest countries in the world. I think there was just a recent survey released regarding this. But even then, even in a place like Dubai, these things do happen and will happen, and I think we are complacent. And I think really, I think since I've been here in the last 5 years, I have heard more and more such incidences occurring. So I think it is quite important to really have that awareness, not necessarily, you know, become too worried or too scared, and, you know, there is a risk of sort of scaremongering and that sort of thing. So it's not to go that way either. So it's, because it's nice to have a sense of security and safety in the place that you live, but it's also important to know that yes, there are dangers. Not all people are nice, and really just having an awareness that these sorts of things can happen.
That is a clinical psychologist, Razim Shah, from Kids First Medical Center, who's been speaking to ARN about keeping children safe and stranger danger after a recent incident in the Al-Safa area.
And I guess some of the advice there was just to be, communicate with your children, maybe set up a code word, make sure the caregivers or whoever happens, you know, sometimes parents get sick and you yeah. send someone else in your place, to just make sure you or the child and the school know that there's a safe system in place. But Tim, you've had experience of this, and it's just, you you hope. I mean, fortunately, this situation was reported to the police. Everything was sorted out. Everyone was safe. But it's just a horrific story to think about.
It's not nice as a parent. No, I'll tell you the story. My son was... I live in Internet City, Media City, and this is last summer. So it was, what was it, June or July, I think it was. It would have been kind of middle of June. So he would leave the house at, it was a little bit later, about 7:20 to get the bus, which would stop at a certain point. So he was walking out the road and a guy in a white van stopped. It was, it's a busy area. There's quite a few people around, but it was early in the morning. So the guy stopped and said, come on, I'll give you a lift. And my son went, no, thanks for going for the bus. So the guy said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to school. I will give you a lift. My son's like, I don't think you will. So he carries on walking. The guy stops again and says, come on, I'll give you a lift. And my son said, no. Brought out his phone. The guy sped off, took a picture of the number plate. And then we reported it to the school, reported it to the police. My wife and my son went to the police station. They found the guy or found the number plate. They said they would talk to him. I don't know what happened thereafter, but my son saw him again and he just kept going, this guy. But it does make me think, and it is that thing that as a parent, it makes you really, really angry because you feel like it's a threat. It's a threat against your child, obviously. So anyway, the next morning I followed my son up, but I didn't tell him I was going to follow him up the road to make sure he got on the bus. Do you remember this? I told you about this. So I was kind of dodging behind buildings and he was sort of, I think he knew. So he was looking back and I think he caught sight of me three times and I'm thinking, no, I got away with it. So I watched and he got on the bus. Then he came back that night and he said, so why did you follow me this morning, Dad? I saw you three times. I thought, oh, no. But it's a natural thing. And I think, but it really does kind of get to in it. It's like a knife in your heart to think somebody, if there was a threat there, and I don't know that there was, it hurts a lot, you know.
But in that situation, your son did everything the right way.
He has presence of mind but you know, he's been told from a young age stranger danger is a thing. So my son and my daughter have been told, and it's not nice to tell a kid, but you know, if you are approached by somebody in an area and you think it's not right, you shout and scream and you kick up a fuss, you know. And that was the thing, I don't know if that's the right thing to do, but to me there's something in that. But you know you have an obligation as a parent to protect your children, and that means protecting them against anything that's going to happen, you know.
And I think a lot of it is being street smart, unfortunately, and it's something that's been discussed a lot, is a lot of kids here are not street smart.
And that's the point that you made. And when you were speaking to Razim, you know, that was the question you asked. It's such a safe place to live. Sometimes we don't think about these things because you feel so safe and protected living in the UAE. It's just, safe place to live. Well, Emma, that was the Stranger Danger story. You've been very busy reporter today, so you're also going to give us a bit more information. The dreaded deadline is looming. The 1st of January is coming. There's no getting away from it when VAT comes into effect across the UAE. But how are we being prepared for it? How well are we doing? Are the businesses registering well? Emma, are they? Are they being well behaved?
Well, Director General of the Federal Tax Authority, His Excellency Khaled Al-Bustani, has been speaking to ARN, talking us through the process, and that what they expect is around 400,000 companies to register. His Excellency also put to rest some of the rumours that there are going to be delays or grace periods in implementing VAT in the UAE.
Definitely that VAT will start on time. The UAE have committed, and we have announced earlier last year and this year with other GCC countries that we will implement the VAT in January 1st, 2018. And the law that was issued regarding VAT, it clearly states 1st of January 2018 is a start and implementation of VAT. So there is no discussion about postponing or delaying. So the day it is set, and we're working against that, and this is what we all along have said to in our communication to the private sector.
So it's hundreds of thousands, quite literally hundreds of thousands of companies registering. Once approved, what happens is you get a registration number, so that's your VAT number. But here's a question. How easy has it been for entities to register, Emma?
Well, there's an online system that companies can use for the registrations, but of course, accurate data is the key to this. Filling out the form properly, apparently there's lots of things that you can omit and just ignore if it doesn't apply, but getting everything done properly and an application being accepted and then processed. And Director General of the Federal Tax Authority, His Excellency Khaled Al-Bustani, says there has been some difficulty with companies not providing accurate data on their applications.
I would like to explain that one of the challenges we face with the applications, although we receive a lot of applications, we're facing difficulty with the accuracy of the data. And this is a time-consuming process. We have a lot of successfully submitted applications, but when our analysts review them, we discover a lot of mistakes. The simplest is the typing mistakes on the company name. For example, some of them, the Google translate the name in English into Arabic, which is legally wrong because you cannot print a tax certificate with the wrong Arabic company name. We have companies that keep, they come back and tell us we made a mistake on our legal form. This is a basic requirement. People need to be accurate. When you are applying, surely you know your legal form.
So that is the Director General of the Federal Tax Authority, His Excellency Khaled Al-Bustani, who's been speaking to ARN about the upcoming implementation of VAT across the Emirates, which is coming into effect on the 1st of January 2018.
Absolutely, definitely, 100%. 1st of January 2018, get yourself sorted. Emma Brain, thank you very much
Welcome.
For joining us.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.